CBA Mobile. CBA, KN4BWA.
How are you doing this morning? I don't have any power, but other than that, we're going over to my mother-in-law's, but how'd you fare through the wind last night?
Well, it took my flagpole off, and I thought I was going to have to buy a new rotator for my tower, but it seems to have survived. It took down a couple of bird feeders and some posts, flower posts and stuff like that. But my little weather station recorded two events at 58 miles an hour.
I can believe it. It looked like we were going to lose one of our sweet gum trees, which means I would have lost my antenna again, but it survived.
It took my hot tub cover off and it sheared off the little straps that holds the cover down, so I got to come up with a new way to do that. And let's see, it threw chairs around and a bunch of other stuff, but other than that, we came through just great, and I've still got power.
You're telling us that it's going to be 6 o'clock before we get power back, so... And I'm on Wade Hampton. I'm on the HT in the X-Wales car, so on the mag mount. But anyway, we just have to. I'm probably gonna get noisy here in a minute.
On my HT also.
I was on the radio last night and I talked to some guy and he's crazy on 80 meters. Let's see, he was on 20 meters and he was in the western coast of Canada. And then I talked to a guy on 20 in Barcelona, Spain.
That's not doing too bad.
Glad to make it over the big pond. That was my first contact since I got the antenna back up. I was beginning to wonder if it was gonna do as well as it did before.
I meet South America and Antarctica and the Arctic and the Pacific Rim.
I'm in a noisy section here of Wade Hampton. I'll be out of here in a minute. Do you have a copy of me, KB4 CBA?
CBA, Dave, I've got a phone call. I'll be back in there with you in a minute.
4VWA, KB4 CBA. 4VWA, KB4 CBA.
He had a phone call. He'd be back with you. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
If it's hearing anything, Gary, N4 ZLK. Good morning.
Whoever that was trying to make the repeater, you weren't making it at all, so your battery may have gone flat or you're in a bad location. Yeah, fine business. He mentioned he was on an HT with a mag mount antenna in his wife's car, so don't know what the the working conditions are there, but they're not optimum anyway.
This is Shane, N4ZLK. I talked to you at least once before, and I believe we're pretty close to being neighbors. Are you, do you have power where you are?
Lost it mid-morning and not back, and Duke's not even sending me text messages about estimates for repair, so I'm just on Pumpkin Town Road, just went past the Pumpkin Town Fire Department. Going to head over to my friends in Piedmont for a little while.
Here behind Aunt Sue's, I'm on Pickens County side, and we don't have power either, but I've got a generator, I've got things going. Just went out to scour the roads a little bit. There's a few trees down in some places. A couple roads are blocked. I went up 276 and it was blocked, but I think the fire department's up there taking care of that now.
Shane, well, I've seen a few trees down, but people have pulled them off to the side of the road, and I've got the solar system with battery backup, so that's what kept me going, so I didn't really lose internet or have any issues there. Did lose my air conditioning, though, so that might be a little bit more comfortable where we're going.
The moist tropical air was kind of warm. All right, I'm pulling in the driveway, and I'm going to turn the generator back on and get the freezer and refrigerators going back again. Good to talk to you, and be safe. N4ZLK.
Shane, N4ZLK, Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee, mobile.
How you doing, Gary, KB4CPA?
Hey, we were calling you earlier, but you didn't come back to us. You must have been down in a hole.
Sitting in a dead spot on White Hampton, a traffic light.
Fine business. Well, Steve did not abandon you. He put out that he had a phone call and he'd be back with you. So that's why you lost him there for a little bit.
So I hear you. Did you say you're without power as well?
Yeah, Roger. We lost power about mid-morning this morning. Duke Energy sent me a text about it and another follow-up text. But normally they're pretty good about, you know, giving me estimates of repair, but I think they're just overwhelmed. I think there's so many issues and problems that they haven't done that. Most of my important systems are still running because I have solar panels and a battery backup, so half of my house is certainly operating and just fine. But the air conditioning can't be powered off of that system, just too much energy. So, yeah, we're just going to go over and spend some time at my friend Lisa's house and a much better environment.
They say ours won't be back on until 6 o'clock, so we're headed over to mother-in-law's and think my wife's going to stop and get something to eat. And I had chocolate cookies, and she made some coffee right before the power went off, so I had coffee and cookies for breakfast.
Oh, I had oatmeal and a banana, and then a sandwich for lunch, so yep, we're doing okay. We will survive.
Worst comes to worst, I can always fire up the gas logs if I need to heat something up.
Well, I discovered I had some of my computer equipment up in the office on UPS systems, two identical APC systems, and one of them died. So I'm going to wait till the power comes back on and then take them out of service and try to figure out if it's the battery or is it the device or whatever else. But I looked online, they have a 3-year warranty, so I think I should be okay. TR.
My goodness. N0TR, KB4CBA, and Whiskey 4 Echo, Echo Yankees in here, too. I guess you know that. How you doing, Tom?
Good morning, Dave. Excuse me, and Gary. Talking about you this morning to Phil earlier by text. And kudos to you, Dave. He remembered the N0 part, Gary, and at his age, that's a plus. I'm going to put a star on the wall for him. And we've been out since 7:42 this morning, but the good old Generac, thanks to a good ham radio friend is that helped me out with that, it's just a blessing, I'll tell you. And it's 72 degrees in here. And we've been outside, though, and it's like the tropics out there. Feels kind of like Wake Island. Shoot, not quite that bad, but it is tropical outside. Hope you guys are doing okay. And Gary, they're making a 24 kilowatt one now. Mine's 22, but they're making a 24 now, air cooled.
The big one that I had in town was 17 or 18 kilowatts, and at the time that was the largest they made. I'm here on, I believe it's Highway 135, which heads toward Easley. Is that right? Yes. And kind of in a convoy of three cars, and we came up, and there's a big tree across the road, but it actually its branches are holding it up such that you can drive underneath it one car at a time. So that was interesting, but that would be fun to come upon in the dead of night and not knowing it was there. That would be a problem.
Shocker. Especially if the limbs decide to collapse right when you're going under it.
We've done pretty well around here. We've got a lot of leaves and little limbs down. The only due to damage control here, was one end of the super loop come down. But it looks like it will be easily repairable if I can find that egg insulator. And I'll put a little bit better rope on there this time. But my gracious, with that other long antenna up there, I was sitting there praying this morning that it stayed up. And Bernice was right alongside of me. She said, I don't ever want to do that again. And go ahead, Gary.
Well, as far as I know, all my antennas survived from what I can see. I did have a 10x10 pop-up tarp, little shade awning that I put up over a picnic table. Well, that got yanked by the wind and conglomerated, let's say. It's now trash, so I'll have to cut that up and then take it to the dump. And I had a flag out on a pole, and the wind took that apparently and bent my my mount, so I gotta work on that again. That's the sole extent of my damage, other than I don't have power. And a couple of trees along here on 135 have been blown over in people's yards, so not on the roadway, but you can see that the winds did come through here. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, go ahead, David.
Well, my wife was telling me that we might get some tornadoes later on. I don't know if it's this afternoon or this evening. As it warms up, and I don't know, I guess another system's coming through. That'll be interesting.
This is N0 TR. Well, that's affirmative in some respects. They said it depends on how much the sun comes out. I notice now we've been out in the yard. And Bernice pointed out my weather station. She thought it got blown, but it didn't. But I got to thinking that the magnetic north has moved some, so I'm going to go out there and move it to 4 or 5 degrees over to the east. But she doesn't have that good of eye. She just thinks she does. She's sitting here. And but it didn't move. It's on some Unistrut with some mineral-like hangers, and it's pretty solid. But I can move it just a little. I thought it had quit this morning because the wind was so constant from one direction. It was just a constant gale. We did have gust 42 miles an hour this morning. Right now it's gusting to 20. GSP had peak gusts of 53 miles an hour. And our estimate's 6 p.m. Also, Dave. Go ahead, Gary.
I saw the newscast on Channel 4 at noon. They were saying that the GSP is on generator power. Apparently, they've lost power out there at the airport as well, but they're still carrying on. And I don't have power in my ham shack, but I did receive an email from Gary Myers, who was indicating that the solar flux index was up to something like 86, and that 10 meters was apparently wide open, and he was even making contacts. I forgot who he was. I think it was in Europe. FT8 on 6 meters. So, yippee! Cycle 25 has started, and sunspots are back.
That makes me want to dig my generator out of the storage room and hook it up. I could set it outside the window and run an extension cord in into the house to run the power supply. Oh man, 10 meters. Well, we're sitting here on Church Street in the Zaxby's line.
News, Gary, but anymore, you can't run ham radio without the internet, and I don't have the internet right now. And that's not true, but that's the way everybody thinks nowadays. All I had was my finger and my VFO for many, many years, and I never even had an amplifier for 19 years. I had a TS-140 Kenwood, which some people even run a mobile, for 19 years, even when I come down here, 100 watts. And I managed, oh, I don't know, 260, 70 countries at the time. But, you know, I never did mess around with 10 meters much, because back then it was kind of CBE. And you needed a 1010 number and all this stuff. And I just never did finish out the DXCC for it. And now I think I need 5 on 10 meters and 2 on 12 meters. And that's shameful after 26 years. Because when the sunspots are in 10 meters, heck, that's CB heaven. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, as the cycle comes up, you can get back on 10 and 12 and pick up those lost countries if they're on the air, if they're still around. So more power to you. You got a goal. And, I remember the old method of, tune and search, identifying every station, trying to figure out who's on the air. The old school way, still sometimes the best, because you can get there first before anybody else spots them. And it makes it a little more fun that way. So, yeah, it makes me realize I need to rework my emergency power plans, because I need to get my generator back up and running again and have it powering the ham shack. That's what I want to do. So one of these days, in the next week or so, I'm going to make some phone calls and get that process started. I have to rework some of the electrical, but that should be no big problem. So. Alrighty, I'm just concentrating on the drive here. Beautiful sunny day, heading toward Greenville. I'm in the Dinkinsville area at the moment. Police are out, the sheriff's department's out. I've seen 3 cars already so far in this area, so I guess they're keeping tabs on what's going on. And as I get into town, then I'm going to find out if the power is on to the stoplights or not. Find out if they're working on Whitehorse Road. You and Bernice have a wonderful day, Tom, and David, if you're still in here, I guess I will throw it to David, and I'm just going to back on out of here. This is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
See if I'm hitting the repeater.
You are.
All right, I think we went through the drive-thru. I think my antenna got knocked over. go ahead, Tom, let me take a peek at it.
Okay, well, great to hear you, and greetings to your better half there, Gary. And Bernice is sitting over here. She's sitting to say, you want to say hi?
Hi, Gary.
And Dave.
Hi, Dave.
That's the extrovert part of my wife. That's about all you'll hear. But at any rate, she's wanting to know what I want to eat for dinner or lunch, both we call it. And I'm going to go back out and move that 4 or 5 degrees and finish picking up some sticks in the lawn. And whenever it dries out, I'm going to try to mulch those leaves. But you have a great day, Gary. And, we're just all thankful that everybody's safe and not hurt. And thank God for that. And I'll let you and Dave go. And, guys, I keep thinking the generators went off and they're coming online, but it's just a cloud going over the sun, and it gets real dim, and then it gets real bright. right from the picture window out back. 73s, gentlemen. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear.
Well, y'all have a good good afternoon, and Gary, be careful out there on the mobile, and we'll do the same here. And Tom, you behave yourself, and Bernice, make him behave, and we'll say 73s to the two of you. And this is KB4CBA mobile.
Thought I could look at QRZ or whatever on my telephone, but I ain't going to. I'm busy right now, but it sounds tempting. But when you got antennas like K9RX does, he's just in a different pay grade altogether. It looks like some of those stations that Gary used to work at overseas, in a like amount of power, I'm sure. So he hears things that only the good Lord hears and K9RX hears. 73s, guys. This is N0TR.